Hello?
Hello, Sabrina? Can you hear me?
Hello? I can hear you.
Hello.
Can you hold off for 1 second, please? Yeah, I can hear
Yeah,
you. Hold,
absolutely.
okay. All right. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Wanted to ch Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, my I can hear you now.
Okay.
Thanks for holding.
Yeah, not a problem at all. Wanted to touch base, and we received all the bank statements and the tax returns, but I did not receive the actual application back yet.
Application. Yeah, because the way Jen sent it to me, it wasn't where I can write it in. So I filled out the actual copy that I had. So I'm just going to run to Staples so they can put it in. So they can put it in and then. So they can put it in and scan it for me, and then I'll forward it to you. So who am I line of contact now? I don't know if it's you or if it's her. Like, I don't know how it goes.
Yeah, it'll be myself, and I'll send you an email with my contact information. If you'd like, you can fax that form to me if you have a fax machine as opposed to a scanner.
I'm on the highway. I'll scan it. I'll fax it to you as soon as I get to Staples then. I think I, is it the number that's connected to the
Well,
application?
yeah, I mean, if you're going to go to Staples anyways, then I'll just email you and you can just have them scan it to me and that'll be faster. And that way you'll have my email address too.
Okay, that'll work. I'm like 20 minutes away from, I'm on the highway now.
Okay.
So by the time I get off, what's your name again? I didn't even.
My name is Kevin.
You said Catherine?
Kevin.
Kevin?
Yes.
Kevin, got it. Okay. So I'll send it to you in about 20 minutes.
Okay. Sounds
Another
like a
question I
plan.
had to ask you is, to be honest with you, my credit score dropped. I had asked her if it's on my score or is it on the business score. because my personal score dropped, so I don't even know if you should waste your time even trying to help me or not.
Where would you say, what, do you have any idea what the score is?
It's like 638 or something like that.
That's fine. Most of these approvals on the working capital are based off of your checking account deposits.
Okay.
That's one of the big bonuses of this product, is it's not weighed so heavily on your credit score. You know, it's mostly looking at your deposits and what you can afford, you know, based on what you're doing currently, not, you know, kind of what your credits look like in the past.
Yeah, I didn't get to speak to you per se, so like I was explaining to Jen, it's like I have two outside, so if I can consolidate them and just have one solid payment, that'll be great versus like two separate and stuff like that.
Yeah, that's so definitely the plan. When you email me the application over, you know, when they scan it for you, if you could just, you know, write in there who your balances are, who they're with, and how much they are, that way.
I even sent a contract also. Did you
oh, you did?
Those?
Okay. I'll
yeah.
get them. I'll get
the
it.
Only
I have
one
everything.
I could not find, because I was, that's one of my long-term ones. It was the Financial Pacific or Financial Capital, whatever the name is. I can't find that contract. But you'll see in my statement.
That's not a problem. I mean, that's an equipment loan, so we look at that a little bit differently than a working capital loan. We just don't want a bunch of payments coming out of your checking account automatically on, like, you know, a daily or weekly basis.
Yeah,
you know,
no,
the equipment
I
loans that
one.
Come out monthly are different.
Yeah, but that's the thing. It's like, if you guys approve me, then I want to get rid of that and, you know, those two, and then just have one. So, okay. So give me 20 minutes. Yeah, send me the email, and then I'll just scan it and send it to you.
Perfect. That works.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
No problem. I'll talk to you soon.
Okay. Bye. Okay.